The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. We live in a secular age. I don't mean that to be a controversial statement, and I expect that most of us here will nod our heads in agreement, even if we don't know precisely what it means. Now, of course, we live in a secular age demands, first of all, that we define the we. It's not true of everybody everywhere, but if we means the United States, countries like ours, and people fully acculturated to the ideals and the values that we see reflected on our television screens or at the movies, our books, magazines, our national politics, then I think it's beyond controversy that we live in a secular age. And now there still might be a little confusion. What do we mean by this, a secular age? A few years back, Charles Taylor wrote a very influential book by that title, A Secular Age, in which he described the phenomenon and then also tried to offer an explanation as to how it is that a civilization like ours has arrived at this point. And what is that? Well, that vast numbers of our fellow Americans and proportionally even more of the Europeans no longer